Want to find a way to give back this holiday season, but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. It's easy. Instead of wasting time and money on gifts that nobody wants or needs, help your friends and family give back and give to something good, something meaningful. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for a friend or family member, a cause, or an organization. Help out the local animal shelter. Get that little lending library up and running. Just make your world a better place. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. 'Tis the season for giving back, and giving feels good. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
We want to holler, go away. I need more peace and hope and love. Where do I find it in this crazy old world?
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for every radio. Listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I've got strategies. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
We need strategies. We need those strategies for living. Welcome, folks. Welcome into 101.7 FM, 710 KEEL. Welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC Lauren Leon McMillan. Look who you drug in the house today.
Look what the cat dragged in.
Yeah. Meow.
Get me out of here.
Yeah. Jay Merrill, how are you?
If I got any better, the Undertaker had to get the smile off my face.
Oh, Lord have
mercy. That's how good it is.
Then life is good, huh?
It is.
Well, okay, enjoy. Enjoy. You know, because we're going to talk, you know, done this program for, I've lost count. I lose count of the years. It's 32 years,
there you
I think.
Go. You know.
It is.
I'm close.
Yeah, 32.
Yes. But, you know, you think, well, after 32 years, you've covered every subject that there is to cover multiple times. And the fact of the matter is, that's not true.
No.
And we're going to talk today about one. We've talked about it before.
Yeah.
But we don't talk about it enough. And it's dementia. And
what?
Yeah, what?
We forget about it.
We do. No pun intended.
That's terrible.
No, it's a deal. No, all kidding aside.
Yeah.
And
no.
You know, recently I saw I tell you what got me thinking about this, and I think this was in. Well, I'm not sure what it was in. I think the Huffington Post reposted it, but I don't know where the origin was. But the article was written by Serafina Sewell. And it was the dementia symptom we don't talk about enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that got me thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you begin to think about dementia, you think about brain health, right?
Absolutely.
And so we're going to talk about that and more today on Strategies for Living. Folks, thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate our sponsors making it possible, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners and Pintail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
Hey, they didn't forget to do it after all. And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. Coming back, we're going to spend the hour talking about dementia. We're going to talk about the symptom of dementia that is not talked about enough. We're going to talk about caregivers and much more, all today, right here on Strategies for Living. So don't go away. We will be right back.
Hey,
Hey, let's talk about the Robinson Film Center. You know, I say it a lot. There's no place like the
Absolutely
Robinson.
Absolutely, there is not.
617 Texas Street, downtown Shreveport. You've got so much. You've got the movies. You got Abby Singer's Bistro on the second floor of RFC, open for lunch and dinner Tuesday through Saturday.
Newly remodeled.
Absolutely. Great menu. RobinsonFilmCenter.org is the way you check it all out. You can go to RobinsonFilmCenter.org at any time and find out what movies are showing. Here's the deal. You want to join the crowd, join the fun, become a member. When you become a member, you become a star. You get discounts on movies, you get concession upgrades, you get bistro deals. RFC, 617 Texas Street in downtown Shreveport. I'll say it again. There's no place like the Robinson.
There is not, and I'm glad we have one right here.
Absolutely. The Robinson Film Center, .org.
Reading begins not in the classroom, but in your child's brain. I'm Dawn Issa Walker with LearningRx Shreveport. If your child struggles to read, maybe he or she has trouble focusing or comprehending, LearningRx Shreveport offers a science solution to reading problems, working one-on-one with your child, targeting his or her reading skills. Today, call LearningRx Shreveport. Make an appointment to have your child assessed. I know you want to help your child. So does LearningRx Shreveport.
Jay Merle, David McMillan here on Strategies for a Living. Thank you for being here with us. And, you know, this is a subject that we've talked about before, but we don't talk about enough because, and I'll tell you exactly why, because of how many people are impacted by dementia.
It's huge.
And you know, and I'm not just talking about the people diagnosed.
No, but everyone around them is affected.
Absolutely. So when we talk about dementia, I think it's important that we say, okay, well, dementia is a pretty broad term, and it's the term.
It's not really a specific medical diagnosis so much as the symptoms.
Yeah, it's a range of symptoms, and the symptoms affect memory, they affect thinking, social abilities, but they do that severely enough to interfere with day-to-day life.
Right.
And so, it like you say, it's not a specific disease.
No, we can't pinpoint.
But it's a syndrome that can be caused by various conditions.
Right.
And so the most common condition that causes dementia is Alzheimer's disease.
There's Alzheimer's, Parkinson's. There's lots of different ones that can contribute.
Correct. So one of the things that we're going to say at the outset, and we'll say it more than once, if you are concerned about this, get yourself to the doc. You know, and my recommendation would be to start, if you've got a relationship with a family physician, particularly a family physician that has followed you for several years, start with him or her. And then, you know, from there, your family doctor, your family physician can help guide you mm-hmm. and make the appropriate referrals.
Right.
That, you know, you
and
may end
up somewhere early along the lines, you're going to end up, you know, taking a neuropsych evaluation.
Right. You may end up with a neuropsychologist. You may end up with a neurologist.
You
may end up with a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
But there are many different specialty areas mm-hmm. that your physician may recommend, well, after he or she understands what's going on, okay, well, let's do this, let's do that, and see where we end up. But let's talk a little bit about the types. So we've mentioned Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia. Mm-hmm. And it's marked by a gradual memory loss and a cognitive decline.
Yeah.
My mother, you know, it was interesting to watch. And, of course, I did not see it right away. Because you don't want to. I didn't want to.
Right.
But I remember, and it wasn't really alarming to me because my mother had always written notes, right?
Okay. Yeah.
And so, but she had notes all over the place. Mm. But what did alarm me mm-hmm. is I began to, and don't laugh here because this is. You know, this was, I can look back on it and I can chuckle a little bit, but I began to find notes telling her where the notes were.
Yep.
And I know that's, you know.
It's funny, not funny.
It's funny, not funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I get
But that's when I realized.
That was your note.
That was my note.
That was your
flag. And that was my flag mm-hmm. that by this point. By the time that I found this, I was going with my mother and father to their doctor's appointments.
Okay. Yeah.
So and had a great, you know, internal medicine doctor that followed both of them.
Right.
And so, you know, I began to talk with him about it, and then we went down the appropriate, you know, the appropriate
avenues.
You know, avenues. Yeah. But I think that's a good example of what, you know, what happens. It comes on gradually.
Yes.
And if you have a relationship where, you know, like I had with my mother and father, I mean, you know, I would see them, try to see them multiple times a week, you know, mm-hmm. but at least once a week, you know, we would get together. And so my point is
names and places events and appointments
and
I think another big
change in mood eventually
and placing things in odd places, leaving things in odd places can be a sign, although I do that right now, so
well, that's true.
But why did I come in this room?
We're doing a radio show, Joe.
But I mean, that happens.
Both of you missed it.
I said right over my head.
We're doing a radio show, Joe.
Okay.
All right. The other types of dementia that we need to mention are vascular dementia, mm-hmm. which is caused by reduced blood flow to the brain, and it often happens after a stroke or other vascular events.
Yeah, cardiac related, rather.
Right, correct. There's also Lewy body dementia, which is linked to abnormal protein deposits mm-hmm. in the brain, causing cognitive and movement issues. Mm-hmm. And then there's also frontal temporal dementia.
Yep.
So again, it's not one size fits all. That's what I want people to hear. Frontal temporal affects personality and behavior and language primarily.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
what's going to happen first.
And just because you can't remember things mm-hmm. Doesn't mean that as you get older, let me rephrase.
Right.
At a certain point, recall is just more difficult.
There is a natural
aging.
It's a normal aging thing.
It happens. And that's not the same thing often as one of the dementia things that you're talking about here.
Yeah.
The early symptoms that we want to look for mm-hmm. are memory loss and especially forgetting recent events, recent conversations.
Right.
We want to look at difficulty planning. If there's difficulty solving problems that you could always solve. So one of the things that I did, thank the Lord, we were able to keep my parents in their home. Mm-hmm. You know, both of them passed away in their own home. But there was a point that I knew that we had to, they needed extra care. They needed extra help. So we were able to get people to come into the home. So I'll tell this story very quickly. As the dementia symptoms progressed with both of my parents, there was a point that I felt like, and I talked to my brother and sister, I think we're about to the point where they're going to need extra help. Mm-hmm. Okay, so how are we going to determine that? So I kind of set up a little scenario, and I asked sat my mother and father down at the table, and we started talking about. We were in the kitchen. The kitchen table and the kitchen were connected, of course, and. So we were sitting in the kitchen, and I put forth the scenario of, okay, well, and I actually had a frying pan, and I said, okay, well, if the frying pan, you've put a little bit too much oil, and it's overheated, and it begins to flash, right?
Right.
What do you do? Neither one of them could answer. Neither one of them could
say. It was a safety issue at that point.
And neither one of them could tell me. And I remember in the conversation because I so wanted them to tell me the answer.
Right.
And I even picked up, we were at the table, and the portable phone was right by the table. That's where they kept it. Mm-hmm. I even picked up the portable phone as a clue.
Right.
But they could not tell me. Oh, we'd call 911.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I just share that.
Yeah.
I share that personal story. It's still a little painful.
Sure.
I mean, it's sad because you lost your mom and dad.
Absolutely.
They were there, but they weren't there.
Not in the way you remember.
That's what I meant.
And this, and we can talk about this when we come back and talk about caregivers. Mm-hmm. But that first birthday where. My birthday,
right.
Which is November 15th, that first birthday, mm-hmm. that they didn't remember it,
yeah.
that they didn't call me, mm-hmm. that they didn't, there's markers along the way that are very tough, but also very important that we don't ignore.
Right, that we acknowledge it and process it.
Right. So difficulty planning, solving problems, confusion with time and place, challenges with very familiar tasks.
Leaving the stove on.
Leaving the stove on.
And that's actually something mentioned in some of the literature.
Yeah. Definitely.
Folks do.
Yeah. Misplacing items or struggling to retrace their steps. Mm-hmm. Again, this is more, the recent stuff.
Right.
Forgetting the recent stuff. Also then changes in mood and behavior and personality. So, of course, the risk factors obviously are age. You know, the most significant risk factor is age, particularly over 65. Don't tell her that I'm 68. Genetics, family history of dementia can increase the risk and does. Heart health. You mentioned this one earlier, Jay. Conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol, all of those have been linked to dementia. And then lifestyle. Do you smoke? Do you have a poor diet, lack exercise?
Anything that's going to affect your vascular health.
Yeah. Maybe minimal social contact.
Yeah, that too.
All of that. All right. So that kind of is an overview. We're going to talk about when we come back.
We still haven't talked about what's not talked about.
Yeah. We're going to talk about when we come back the symptom that is under-talked about for dementia. And we'll talk about that when we come back here on Strategies for Living with Lauren and Jay Merle and David McMillan here on Strategies, talking about dementia today. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Dealing with stress, pain, feel like you're running out of options? When your life is balanced, wellness is a given. True wellness is holistic. It's about the mind, the body, and the spirit, all in balance. Now, there's a place right here in Shreveport that's all about helping us achieve peak mental, emotional, and physical health. The Balanced Life, 117 Kings Highway, right next door to Strawn's. Come see and feel the difference getting your life in balance can be. Many of your friends and neighbors have already learned the difference less stress and pain mean in their lives. You can book a discovery session right now online, thebalancedlife.us. All you've got to lose is stress, pain, or maybe both. Come see and feel for yourself the real difference balanced wellness makes. The Balanced Life Wellness Center, 117 Kings Highway in Shreveport, next door to Strawn's, thebalancedlife.us.
Tune in daily, find the light. Healthy mind and spirits bright. Strategies for living strong. Feel the vibe, it won't go wrong.
Welcome back into Strategies for Living here on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Hey, I got an issue. What is this? So I'm looking, you know,
I love it.
Can pull this up on Facebook, okay? Go back in the archives.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm looking.
Right.
Here's the title.
Titles, huh?
Habits That Drain Our Peace and Joy with Jay Merle. So what are we going to call today's show?
Dealing with dementia with Jay Merle.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, dementia. And we're going to send a copy to your wife. We'll make sure your wife gets a copy.
She's going to need that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I love you guys.
Yeah. Well, that underscores that and gives us the opportunity to remind folks that if you miss a show or you miss part of a show and you want to go back and listen to it, you know, you can always go to the Facebook page, which is Strategies for Living with David McMillan. You can also go to the YouTube page.
Yes, Strategies for Living.
And all of the programs we do are there. We're actually working on, as we speak, we're working on a podcasting.
We are working on shifting that direction.
And
yes.
So, you know, we won't stop the Facebook or the YouTube.
It'll just be an additional.
It'll be an addition
format.
So there you go.
I know a lot of people enjoy that.
So, you know, Azalea Cleaners is one of our fine sponsors.
And so thank you for serving up that softball.
You're welcome.
We received today, and we'd already negotiated the deal, but we received today the signed contract to do the roof at Azalea Cleaners, the store over on Azalea, which I think was their original store.
But I think it was, yeah.
We are saving the owner we're doing his roof for a third of the other quotes he got.
Wow.
Because, you know, they were talking
because you've got that wonderful
fluid applied coating.
Yeah.
And Pintail can give the owner up to 20 years, no dollar limit, manufacturer's warranty. That covers
labor.
So if
anything happens, it comes back and it's 20 years warranty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, with that warranty, we come back and we inspect it every year for a very nominal fee.
Right.
But if there's a leak, we hop up there, fix it. There ain't going to be one. But
yeah.
But no, it's a really good deal. And we're doing the Hunter Building. You know, the Hunter Building is, for those of you that don't know the Hunter Building, it's at the bottom of the viaduct as you come out of downtown Shreveport on Uri.
Right.
It becomes Uri. It's a real cool older building. My friend Carl Rice owns it. That Silver Lake Ballroom.
Yes.
A lot of people know that.
Yeah.
That's where the Silver Lake Ballroom is.
Okay, that's the Hunter Building.
It is.
Yeah.
And Carl was so excited. Oh, it is. It's beautiful. And Carl just did it when he renovated it years ago. But it needs a roof.
And so we're going in
glad
there.
Glad you're putting one on. I was asked to do a wedding there.
Well, and you know it, the facility.
I know the facility. It's a beautiful facility. It's wonderful inside and out.
Yeah, it is. If you need an event place of moderate size, Silver Lake Ballroom's a good place.
There you go.
And you won't have to worry about raindrops falling on your head.
If it's raining outside. And so if people want to contact.
That'd be a good title for a song.
It would be.
Yeah.
Pintail Roofing, how could they get you?
Call us. Call me at 226-7663 or 226-ROOF.
There you go.
Roof.
We're talking about dementia today, and we've talked about the symptom that is not talked about enough. Dementia, there's a lot of us that are concerned about it today. Because you were mentioning you went to something down at the Methodist Church, right?
It's called the Bridge something. I don't remember the whole
name. It's an Alzheimer's organization.
Alzheimer's organization. So last year I attended that in conjunction with my work at LSU Shreveport in the Master of Science and Counseling program.
Right.
And y'all know how big the gym is.
It's a pretty big place.
It was full of caregivers.
There you go.
Because, you know, David, and you have firsthand experience with this, the caregiver is it's such a hard job.
I don't know for certain, but, you know, I would guess, you know, yes, the disease dementia itself is very debilitating and devastating for the person with dementia. But I think it's just as much, if not more so, for those
it's
around.
It's huge. It is huge. And we'll talk a little bit about it.
It comes with a lot of grieving.
Yes, and we'll talk about that. But let's get back to what we promised, which was what is the symptom that is not talked about enough in dementia? And it's something called sundowning. It's a condition called sundowning. It's where typically people start to experience symptoms in the late afternoon, early evening. It's when the sun is setting. And basically, approximately 1 in 5 people who have dementia will experience this thing called sundowning. Yeah. It affects people with different forms of dementia. The last segment we talked about, dementia is not just Alzheimer's. That's one type. But sundowning will affect people with Alzheimer's, but also Lewy body dementia. And the episodes can last anywhere from a few minutes to a few hours, and in some cases extend into the night. And that's problematic because we need our sleep, obviously. And what happens with sundowning is, it can happen at any, dementia is in stages.
Right.
And so this can happen at any stage during the dementia process, but it generally tends to peak in the middle stages of dementia. And it tends to, and this is not a one-size-fits-all, but it tends to lessen as the disease progresses.
Yeah. I would wonder if as the disease progresses, those same symptoms are just more present most of the time as opposed to just in the evening.
Right.
I'm not sure, but.
And of course, the symptom is distressing for the person experiencing it because they don't know where they are. They don't know where they live. They don't feel safe. It creates an anxiety that can lead to restlessness and irritability. And we need our sleep no matter what. And this can obviously, if I'm jacked up with anxiety, it's going to be hard to go to sleep.
Right.
And so.
Well, and I volunteered at the Glen in the dementia house for some time.
Yeah.
And that was the first time that I had ever witnessed sundowners.
What did you see? What did you see?
And it's startling because I had just been hanging out with this lady, not long, maybe half an hour ago. We had been making a craft. And, you know, then suddenly she burst out of her room, you know, very clearly distressed.
Yeah.
You know, asking everybody, where am I and what am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, and
that's
so.
That's the disorientation, yeah, the confusion
and one of,
that sets
yeah, one
in.
Of the workers there explained to me, oh, she's sundowning. And that was my first experience in connection with that.
Right. Right.
And it is.
Obviously, more and more study
needs to be done with sundowning, and I'm sure that it continues. But again, what I want to underscore, if you are on this path with a loved one, if you're caring for someone who has dementia, any one of the types, and particularly if there is an onset of sundowners, that's something the doctor needs to know. It's something that needs
absolutely.
To be. You know, what the doctor or doctors, specialists that are involved in your loved one's care need to be consulted, because there are things that can be done both from a medical point of view and from a
safety
point of view to help everyone and keep everybody safe.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, you know, so you raised caregivers at
yes.
the, you know, at the beginning of this segment.
Mm-hmm.
This is...
I actually did, for my master's of counseling, I did an assignment, a presentation on the specific subject of caregivers.
Did you?
Yeah. And, you know, I had understood it from the periphery, but I had never been a caregiver myself, right? And so being able to understand, to hear from some of my classmates what that experience is like, hearing from you, and in my research, I mean, it's incredible. And I can tell you, there are some really good resources out there.
Yeah.
And I would point you towards AARP. They actually have a good caregiving resource.
Most definitely.
Section.
And yet, Lauren and Jay, you know, again, from a realistic point of view, you know, you're expending, as a caregiver, you are expending so much energy and so much. It's so... I mean, you know,
two kinds.
Grief, as well as physical,
emotional.
Because you're watching somebody that you care and love go away.
Right. And while we're not sure if they're physically dying, but the part that you knew is leaving.
Is leaving. Yeah. So, I mean, again, this is the conundrum, and I dare. Because I've had the experience with it, it's hard for me to say, oh, you know, and obviously caregivers need to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. But sometimes as a caregiver, and you hear well-meaning people, you know, counselors and people dealing with this say, okay, you've got to take care of yourself.
Here comes some shoulds, huh?
Yeah.
How's that going?
And it's like, okay, I can't take one more thing on top of the things that I'm already dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, again, I don't have the answer to it.
No.
But I do know.
I think it's important that
it's important to be validated
in that way, though, to recognize that, that is. It's a struggle.
And that's it, Lauren. I think it's important to be recognized that when you are giving care, there are so many things that you're balancing, including grieving, including dealing with just watching somebody that you love and care about
change
over.
At a minimum, the loved one of a caregiver needs to be aware that they need to be affirmed, because they got a really hard job.
Absolutely.
If they don't automatically know that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about dementia today. Alzheimer's one type of it, but it's only one type of many. And, you know, we've talked about it before. We probably have not talked about it enough, given how many people are affected by dementia, whatever the type is. We're going to talk about it more here on Strategies as we continue today on Strategies for Living. Stay with us.
You're going to see the difference when you go to Azalea Cleaners. You'll hear about it, too. Azalea Cleaners has been fine dry cleaning since 1958, plus laundry, alterations and repairs, comforters, wedding gown cleaning and restoration. You'll hear about it from your friends, because they'll see it, too. They'll notice the Azalea difference. Azalea is convenient. 732 Azalea Drive, 9220 Ellerby Road, and 9227 Mansfield Road. Plus, the front door of your home or business with Azalea's delivery on demand. Just text SETUP to 249-8283, and Azalea will pick up your clothes and deliver them back clean and fresh to you. You can't get closer than that. That's the Azalea difference. You'll notice it right away. Others will too. The Azalea difference. Fine dry cleaning since 1958. Text SETUP to 249-8283 and get the Azalea difference. AzaleaCleaners.com.
Got my white suit on in the middle of the dance floor here.
You look very distingué.
You got the disco thing going here.
Saturday Night Fever, man.
Yeah, well. Welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Did you have one of those white suits back in the day?
Knit?
No.
A knit white suit?
Yeah.
With white socks? No. Yeah, no.
Okay. I didn't have a white one. It wasn't an official white one.
I might have had some
one.
White bell bottoms.
But I tell you where I drew the line.
Yeah.
White shoes. They just never looked right to me.
Yeah, white belt, white shoes wasn't. Although. No,
I didn't have a white. I drew the line at white belt and white shoes.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
That's your line,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah.
That's my line. White belt and white shoes. That was the line.
Okay, I can stay your friend now.
Welcome back, folks, into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. We're chuckling, but we're talking
That's actually an interesting segue.
Yeah.
You know, because it makes me think about the power of music, especially in symptomology of dementia.
One of the things that we did with my folks was made a CD, and they passed away in 2007, so that, you know, we were still very much in cassettes and CDs back then. But anyway, we made a CD that involved we had Benny Goodman. And Glenn Miller,
Liberace,
and all of the
big band
music.
Yeah.
We also included, my mother loved Liberace. Elvis Presley. Well, she liked Liberace, but she loved Elvis Presley, right? So we put Elvis on there. And, you know, it's amazing. We would play it for them, and they would remember the names of the song. They could tell you the lyrics, you know. And so
it's incredible.
It's incredible because it's
a whole brain experience.
Absolutely.
I think.
Now, in terms of the diagnosis, you know, one of the things that people need to understand, there's not a single test, you know, that can be given for dementia. The diagnosis usually involves gathering a medical history, physical exams, maybe some cognitive testing. Maybe your doctor will order some brain imaging to rule out any other causes, because there's some other things that need to be considered, like has this person had a stroke?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the reasons that my mother didn't get an official diagnosis of Alzheimer's is we had put her into the hospital because she was having a GI issue.
Right.
And the doctor asked me, he said, you know, your mother's incredibly healthy. He held up her chart. And I mean, he said, look how thin it is. He said, I really need to, at her and your father's age, he said, we could admit her to the hospital. And while I've got her in the hospital, we can run some tests.
Mm-hmm.
And that made complete sense
to
me from a medical point of view. Unfortunately, what we found was that she had had a couple of strokes that nobody knew about.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, that kept her from getting the quote-unquote diagnosis, if you will, of Alzheimer's, because the neurologist who was consulted in the hospital, you know, said, well, we don't know how old. We know these are older. We know this happened sometime back, but I can't tell you exactly when from the imaging. Unfortunately, the neurologist said, but I've got to tell you, she's got to stop driving. And guys, that changed everything.
Yep.
when
it's a biggie.
When my mother could not drive anymore. And again, by that point, we had caregivers, you know, we had a caregiver around the clock. So we her car was right there and she could be driven anywhere. But it was something different.
It's about independence.
Yes.
That's, you know, the literature that I read recently. That's the big loss of independence thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And you could see
even if they weren't really driving very much.
Right. But you could see it in my mother when the driving. My father had several years earlier just one day said, I'm not driving anymore. Mm-hmm. And so he was like driving Miss Daisy. And my mother would put him in the car and off they'd go, you know. but it was sometimes a little comical. I had somebody one day say, David, you know, you might want to check on your mother. I said, what's the deal? He said, well, I was coming down Benton Road, and he said where she turned there, going into Old Green Acres where they lived, she was driving north. He said, I can't even tell you how long she drove in the middle lane, the turn lane. And he said, you know, you may want to take a look at that. Well, okay. Yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, we've already said this, but I think we need to reiterate it. Dementia affects the individual, of course, but it's a family. It's a family issue. Families and caregivers are certainly physically, emotionally challenged, and that requires a great deal of flexibility, mm-hmm. a great deal of patience, and support. Even if you're not the family member who is providing the direct support, if you are an ancillary family member, please know and hear how draining this can be and offer support. Offer support. If nothing else, if you can't do anything else, emotional support to the person or people
affirm
on
them.
The front line.
Be patient and affirm them.
Absolutely.
Because they're doing a heck of a job.
It
Good
is.
Job.
I tell you, and Jay, you kind of have mentioned this because of your mentioning the bridge, but I can't tell you how important joining support networks are.
Yes.
And support networks can now, you can avail them. You know, you don't have to go someplace.
Yeah, you can Zoom in.
You can Zoom. You can go online. But joining dementia support groups and seeking professional guidance in that way, it can be vital.
Yes.
It can be absolutely vital.
Gee whiz, you find out that your experience is not unique.
Yes.
And there's healing. It's we learn that in group work.
Yes.
That when we're around people that have the same issues that we have, it just kind of lightens the load.
Absolutely. Yeah. How many times in group do you hear, you know,
you're telling my story?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought
too.
I was unique.
Yeah. And but you know, when you find out, okay, well, there's other people in this,
we're
don't
in
feel
it together.
So lonely.
Yeah.
You don't feel so alone. I guess to kind of wrap up, we need to mention research continues. The research is ongoing. This is an area that continues to be a lot of research into the causes and then the treatments for dementia. And it continues to offer significant breakthroughs and hope.
Yeah, and I want to extend this not just to the medical professions, but to those involved. I think, you know, if you can get into your own research in terms of asking your loved ones, what's your experience like?
Yes.
And how can I help?
Yes. How can I help is a wonderful question.
Mm-hmm.
How can I assist you? Even if I'm not in town and I can't be there, how can I help
you? How can we get through this together?
How can I support you?
It's a great way to say I love you.
No, oh, yeah, definitely. Talking about dementia today here on Strategies for Living, it's an important conversation, one that, you know, we've had before, but we will continue to have because it is important. And we try to do the important things here on Strategies for Living. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay Merle for Pintail Roofing. Let's talk about quality. When you hire Pintail to build your roof, here's what you can expect. Quality, And quality control are the most important concerns for us at Pentail. And you need to know that Pentail stands tall with swift and professional performance on any warranty call. This is our most important policy. And remember, we're your neighbors. We'll be here for you for the long haul. Our family's lived here for over 100 years, and we aren't going anywhere. On the commercial side of Pentail's business, our fluid-applied roofing solutions can save thousands of dollars over conventional commercial roofing options. Call Pentail at 226-ROOF for a free inspection of your home or commercial building. That's 226-7663. Pentail Roofing. What's the condition of your roof?
And welcome back. Welcome back into 101.7 FM, 710 Keel. Welcome back into Strategies for Living with Lauren Leon McMillan, Jay Merle, David McMillan, talking about dementia today. What are you guys taking away from our conversation today?
It's a good show. And so, folks, if you think this is, you want to tell your friends about this program, tell them just to go to Facebook and look for the Dealing with Dementia with Jay Merle show.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. All right. Yeah, get out of here.
What's your takeaway, Lauren?
Just to stay curious, stay open, to ask how we can help each other.
Yeah.
To remain open to all of life's twists and turns.
We live in a
ever-changing.
We live in a wonderful time in terms of information and research, but there's certain things that we don't know. As much as we know about the brain, you know, there's so much. Talk about the new frontier.
Yep.
Talk about an area that there's still a lot to discover. You know, when you talk about the brain, from the causes, the true causes of something like panic and anxiety or clinical depression to dementia. There's so much that we know, but there's so much that we don't know.
And so much we don't know that also impacts even beyond the physical.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but my point is that there's a lot of information available to you. Be careful about your sources of information. Lauren, you mentioned AARP. That's a wonderful resource. As are sites like the Mayo Clinic,
the Bridge in Shreveport.
The Bridge in Shreveport-Bossier. Reputable medical sites are where I would advise you to go. Jay and Lauren, thank you so much for being a part of Strategies for Living. And folks, thank you. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. And we appreciate our sponsors, the Robinson Film Center and Azalea Cleaners. And Pentail Roofing.
Roof, roof.
And Learning RX and the Balanced Life Wellness Center. If today were the last day of your life, you only have one more phone call that you could make, who is it that you'd call? And what is it that you'd say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Lauren Leon McMillan, for Jay Merle, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.